breathing
this
in
call
the golden,
is being recorded.
As you're breathing in the golden white light, let that light move throughout your body, filling your body with light. So that light is going everywhere. You're just lighting up with the white light. Then put all of your attention at your heart center, your fourth chakra. See that fourth chakra is a beautiful blue-green color. And then the three chakras below, from the bottom up, red, orange, and then yellow. And the three chakras above, sky blue, purple or indigo. And at the crown chakra, violet or silver or gold. Just be aware of all seven chakras now. Most of the time we go throughout our days and we hardly even ever focus on the chakras, but they're always there, they're always doing their thing. But when you focus on them, you begin to work with those energies in the body, those etheric energies, at a conscious knowing level. So see all seven chakras now in perfect alignment with their respective colors and their respective spinning. And then be aware of the other five chakras now that are more and more coming online. They're coming online and will be doing so more and more as our DNA is reconnected. So the two chakras below our feet and the three chakras above, and one of the three chakras above is the one becoming known as the soul chakra. And that soul chakra is what connects all of us across not only this planet, but the entire solar system, the galaxy, all of the galaxies, all throughout the universe, all the way to the central sun of the universe, connected by these soul chakras. So as you are focused on those chakras now, be aware of an energy coming all the way from not just the galactic central sun now, but the universal central sun, as a white light, a brilliant white light coming down from the central sun of the universe, all the way down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies in the universe. So every galaxy has a central sun. And then with each, in each of those galaxies, there are many, many solar systems. And those solar systems all have central suns as well. So your soul chakra now is connecting to all of these central suns, all the way from the universe through all of the galaxies down finally into our galaxy and our central sun, coming down through our central sun, that white light, white universal light, coming down through our central sun, throughout all of the planets of the solar system, throughout all of the ships that are out here, finally down to the earth and into the top of your head, through that soul chakra, through the top of your head, into the crown chakra, down through the chakra centers, all the way down through the bottoms of your feet, to the two chakras that are below the feet, and all the way down now to the center of the earth, the core of the earth, core of Gaia herself. And then an energy coming up from Gaia, from the core of Gaia, the way up through our bodies, through our feet, our bodies, through those chakra centers, and back up, connecting from the soul chakras, connecting all of the soul chakras everywhere, and all of the solar systems and galaxies, all the way back to the galactic, or to the central sun of the universe. So that all is connected, all is one. And if you haven't already, now exit your body through your third eye center and allow yourself to move up in your Merkaba, your light vehicle, your light body, rising up, up, up. So you've moved to a point high above the Earth's atmosphere, looking down, seeing the Earth, seeing your body way down there, seeing all of the ships. But notice how the ships have moved closer and closer and closer to the planet. Some have pierced through the atmosphere of the Earth into the clouds. Many of you are beginning more and more to see ships within the clouds. And now this energy that came from the central sun of the universe as a white light, connecting with all of the bodies, the heavenly bodies, creates waves of energy, is creating waves of energy right now, has been doing it for some time. And these waves are coming into the planet. Almost as if you were looking at the ocean and you see the waves coming in one after another. See these waves now coming into the planet, washing over the planet, waves of consciousness, of light, of love, spreading everywhere, bringing higher consciousness, higher vibration to the entire planet, so that all life forms, not only human, but animal, plant, mineral, all that have consciousness within them, all are taking in this higher consciousness, this higher vibration, and in so doing, raising their own vibration within them, all matching to the vibration that is becoming Gaia herself as she raises her vibration higher and higher. And as consciousness raises across the planet, all thoughts of violence, of hatred, of fear are leaving the planet, are no longer being sustained here. As the experiment in duality here is coming to a conclusion. So literally now, see the darkness that is still left in pockets, and only in pockets throughout the planet. See that darkness being illuminated by the light and literally washed away by these waves of energy, these waves of higher consciousness, of love, tsunami of love. See the darkness being washed away from the planet, as if the planet was filling with water, cleansing, pure cleansing water everywhere. Cleansing the earth. But in this case, it is not water, it is spirit, it is consciousness. Purifying and cleansing the earth. If you want, you can see it as a wave of violet energy. Purifying. all of the planet, all of the surface of the planet. Surface, just above the surface and below the surface as well. Whatever dark pockets, see them becoming purified and washed away by the light. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back towards your physical body, back down toward the earth and your body, coming back into your physical body, bringing your Merkaba, your light body back in with you. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. And as always, it is a pleasure to be with you and to be able to assist you in these meditations. But I leave you now for another who would come in and share with you. One that has come in previously and will be associating with this group much more as we continue on. All of my peace and love be with all of you. And I am Kara. It is wonderful to be back with you and to have these opportunities to be able to share with this group and to the many beyond this group who would resonate to these words, who would hear them and be able to take these words into their very being. Because as the changes continue on, not only outside of yourselves, but within yourselves. For many of you are certainly changing within. Your consciousness is raising on a daily basis. No, even a momentary, moment by moment basis. Consciousness cannot be stopped. The rising of consciousness cannot be stopped and will not be stopped. Because as consciousness continues to raise, you continue to raise. All of life here on the planet continues to raise. Those of us in our Pleiadian ships, those of us that are the emissaries that are coming to many across the planet through many different sources, many different channels, many different ways of bringing these messages forward. And we are bringing these messages forward because disclosure, as you have known it or been expecting it to be, may not come about in the way that it was expressed earlier. It may not come from the government, governmental leaders, but it is coming. And it will come to through the people itself, those of you the light workers and warriors and bearers and sharers of the light, because you are the ones that can hold this light. You are the ones that are anchoring it here, holding it, and then spreading it. And it is you, our dear family, that we are bringing this light to, the light of truth, the light of knowing, revealing all that has been held back from you. For those times are coming when the revealings are also coming. You have heard of the Prime Directive, And yes, we have had to adhere to the Prime Directive, just as all of the others here that are associating with the Earth now have had to do. But I tell you now, and many are beginning to also come and share this with you, it is not only the Prime Directive now, it is moving beyond that, it is moving into a new phase of disclosure. It is moving to other areas of expression that are going to bring disclosure to you. It is showing more and more of our ships to you, not only to you, the light workers, though, but to all that would look up into the skies. For it will become more and more overwhelming for those that would deny this understanding, this revealing and knowing to you. It will become more overwhelming for them to be able to hold this back, as if they could hold an avalanche back. And they cannot. And they cannot hold this avalanche of disclosure back either. For it is beyond their abilities now to do so. Try though they will to continue to do it. But they can only do so much, because we not only have all of those of what you call the galactics here working to bring this about, but we have the power of Prime Creator directly behind this endeavor to bring all of this forward, to bring all of this into fruition. And as I said earlier, and as many have been saying, this can no longer be stopped. The times that are coming are going to be grand indeed. As the vibrations continue to raise across the planet, and we, those of us, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Andromedans, and the many others that you are not even yet aware of, will be associating more and more with those of the leaders here on this planet, as well as the potential leaders that are coming forward now. And when I say the potential leaders, I speak of those of you that will step forward when the times come, when the vibrations have raised enough, when it is safe for you to step forward into the many councils that will be forming. And you, those of you who have sat back and watched the government revolve around you, you will now be stepping forward when you are called. You will be stepping forward because you will have the memories. You will have the knowings within you of who you are, and those knowings will take you into those positions, not of power. We do not speak of power, but we do speak of responsibility. And you will be taking your rightful places and assuming those mantles of responsibility once again. And I say once again, because many of you have been there before. You are simply returning. Some will return to their homes, but many of you will decide to stay on here and see the various waves of ascension move through. You will assist in those waves of ascension. Those of you likely being the first wave will assist the second wave. And those that move along in the second wave will come back and assist those in the third wave. This is how it will continue. This is how you are spreading the light and will continue to spread the light. Because, my dear friends, the light is all there is. Yes, there is evil in the world. Yes, you do have to be aware of this. But you also have to know that there is not enough evil that can overcome the love and the light within you. Always know that. If you find yourselves being blasted in any way by those of the dark forces, blast them back with your light and your love. And they will withdraw. They will recede back into the darkness from which they came. Although even those that reside in the darkness now were once within the light. For before there was anything else, there was the light as creation was formed. I am Kara. I enjoy these times that I can be with you and share with you in these ways, and to help you continue to move along in your transitionary period. All of my peace and love be with all of you. And I shall return many times yet to come. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here to continue on, and we will move right on with your questions. Do you have questions here for one who serves? And is Shoshana standing by or not at this time?
Shoshana will be there.
Shoshana is available. Wonderful. Wonderful. We are ready now. Do you have questions? Unmute your phones.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Orv. I wanted to find out, about a week and a half ago, there was a news or some kind of broadcast about the a pyramid spacecraft that hovered over the Pentagon in December of 2018, and then there was a message. We're not sure if it was fake or not, but it was from the UN saying that, announcing to the assembly that there was a craft over the over the Pentagon, and I'm just wondering if there was any validity to that.
We can say to you what we are allowed to say to you is there is validity in much that you come across in these pictures, these videos, these reports that you receive, but there is also much in the way of disinformation at times, and that is where it comes to you to use your powers of discernment, which is very important in these times as you continue to learn more and more, to use that discernment that you have within you to be able to ascertain whether or not these are real for you. Not so much that it is real for everyone, but real for you, you see. So as you look at these pictures or you view these videos, ask within yourself, ask your higher self, is this real? And you will receive the answer. But you must, in order to do this, you must hear that small wee voice within that comes from within the heart center. You see? And this is how you will know. For us to say, yes, it was real, no, it is not real, will not do you any benefit, be of any benefit to you at this time. You see? Even though we could say it, we are not going to say it, because, again, it is not going to be helpful to you. You need to use your discernment for all of these things. All right?
Yes, thank you very much, for sure. Thank you.
Donna, anything
yes,
to add
brother,
here?
Or
yes.
Shoshana wishes to share a small thing with you.
Yes, thank you.
Brother Orr, you are to the Galactic Brotherhood. You are so close to your ancestry beyond the stars. You are so close to that, closer than most. Acclimating to the third dimensional world has been such a chore for you, so difficult. It seems so foreign to you. And we see that in your consciousness, that when you glimpse at a potential ship, or they're coming, or they're here, your heart leaps. You long to know your family. And this is why your questions are surrounded by the curiosity of these ships that you see. Your ships and your family are close by to you, and they watch over you, and they know how hard it is for you to be in this third dimension, and their heart goes out to you. Dear Brother Orr, they are watching you. Namaste.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. Do we have other questions here?
I have a question. This is Nijia.
Yes.
My question is about receiving downloads or channeling. Many times you told us that it won't be like this forever. At some point in the evolution of humanity, connection to spirit and the knowledge will be different. I don't know why it's echoing. Sorry. What I'm experiencing lately is like a knowing about information coming in my energy field, and that I will be aware about it at the right, not aware about it, it will be brought from the subconscious to my conscious mind, knowing I will be accessing this information. Like 2 weeks ago, I received the knowing that all the information of the Library of Alexandria is being downloaded in my to my energy field and that. So my question is, can you please clarify, because whenever I hear someone channeling or talking about download, I feel it will accord, I feel a separation in there. It does not feel comfortable to me. So can you please clarify this for me, the one here, how am I receiving this or accessing this knowledge, and for anyone else, I mean, about this experience of channeling download or accessing the universal library, universal mind. Thank you.
What you are finding in many, we will direct this not only to the one who is asking here, but for many are experiencing these downloads, as you call them, because the information is beginning to more and more flood into this, we will just call it this the transition that you are moving through here. And as you continue to move through this transition, these energies, these downloads, these information, these remembrances, all of this is coming back and will continue to do so. And it is up to you, though, as this information comes in, to, again, use discernment. Know it, not where it is coming from, but how it resonates within you as it comes in. For it does not matter where it comes from, only the message that comes in with it, and the download of the light language that is coming with it. And you are experiencing this. Many of you are beginning more and more to experience this. And we tell you now that this is going to increase tremendously as you continue to move through your transition, move through your ascension process, and come closer and closer to that wave of ascension. And not only that, come closer and closer to what is being called more and more by many different sources, the idea of first contact, as you come closer and closer to the contact with your family members that you left. Okay?
Yes.
Very good. Any other questions here now?
Yes, Holy Servant. This is Laura. Hi. Hello, dear brother. So I wanted to ask you, so some of us are, well, not going to crazy focus on it, trying to stay in the moment, but also thinking toward this amazing, wonderful blessing where we will be able to do projects on the planet to, you know, help people raise their level of consciousness or get closer to the ascension. And for many of us, it's hard to comprehend, or at least for me, I'll put it for me, it's hard to comprehend how a person goes from, you know, point A to point B, say, for instance, being an abuser, and then all of a sudden they're not, you know, and something happens. You know, it seems like the process, you know, like for me, I see the process of kind of collapsing the identity, the created identity, as rather an intricate one, but yet I'm hearing, seem to be hearing from you that that will not be the case, that this somehow is going to come down, you know, the identities are going to be shed in a really short amount of time. So I'd really kind of like to know more about that, and I'd like to know what's going to be needed. Will there need to be, for instance, rehabilitation facilities for criminals that really, really work and bring in the love? You know, will there need to be schools that are kind of a combo platter of the new and the old for a period of time? Or will it be sort of like a waking from a dream and everybody's hugging each other and then it all goes away? I mean, that's what I'm really wanting to know.
That is a wonderful question. And we need to tell you, though, that you, as well as many others, are looking at this from the point of view of your three-dimensional consciousness and how things are now and how this is going to relate to come into the future and through this transition process. But as we have said many times, this is a transition. You are not going to move from point A to point B overnight, but you are going to move through this transition over a period of time, and it will not be a very long period of time as you think in terms of long. It will be a relatively short period. Because as the vibrations continue to raise, your idea of everyone hugging and loving and everything like this will become more and more the reality as you will have it. And you will find that as you move fully through the ascension and are in the fifth dimensional vibration almost exclusively, then you will be building your new golden age. You will build the world around you. Just as you built the world around you here in this 3D illusion, you will build the world around you in the higher vibrations of the fifth dimension as well. You understand this?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, are we bringing along our brothers and sisters who have, you know, done things that, you know, in their 5E they never would do? I mean, and if we are bringing them along, is there some work to do on that? I mean,
are not bringing them along. They are either coming along or not coming along. It is not for you to determine or even be concerned about whether they will accompany or not. It is for you to look within yourself and do all of those things necessary for you to be go through this transition and the ascension waves. And leave it up to spirit, to prime creator, to the ones who work with these other ones as to whether or not they will, as you are saying, come along. Okay? Shoshana,
wishes to share with this one.
Yes,
Sister Lorelei, may I share my perspective on your viewpoint?
Yes, definitely.
We find that your heart wishes to assist all. Your heart wishes to raise all, to uplift all. We find that you are in emotional pain over the state of the third dimension, and you wish it to be resolved. So you look for the answer, and we must tell you, sister, there is no answer. It is a moment-by-moment process and unfoldment. And human beings do not have the patience, we find it, to stand in the moment-by-moment unfoldment. They must have answers. And we must reiterate that there are no answers. What we find in you, that your compassion, your love, your desire to serve is all that is needed right now to uplift those around you and uplift yourself. In the moment that someone reaches out to you, sister, and asks you for comfort, asks you for compassion, asks you for your wisdom, your guidance, that is all you have. Beyond that, you just have the moment. And when you are willing to serve in that capacity, all are uplifted, all are served. Namaste.
Very good. And we add here, you will not be able to understand or appreciate what is going to be in the fifth dimensional realm from the third dimensional illusion. Cannot understand it. We can only give you glimpses of it. We can give you concepts, ideas, the things of this nature, but you will not fully understand until you are there.
And we must add here, we must add that it is only in the moment that humanity is served. And we must, as progressive beings, reaching for the dimensions beyond us currently, we must know that in the moment we serve.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you both.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there other questions here now?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Tanya.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes?
At first?
We hear three different ones, then we take all three here as they come up here. Yes.
Okay. Dear one of serves and dear Shoshana, when we were down at the Mexican expedition, the first one in December, we were told this was not the time yet to bring out the physical records at that time because it wasn't safe because of the cabal's power still at that time and not to bring them out at that time. Now it's only 1 month away that you have agreed that we should go to find the physical records. What has changed in the meantime? Or is February still going to be a tremendous month of change, which I guess some people are saying? What does it make? What makes the difference at this time?
We would say that there is not so much a difference because nothing has changed. We are not saying that if you indeed are able to recover these records, that it is time to bring them out. But we are telling you that if you are able to recover these records, you will receive the understanding of what you need to do with them once you have them. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
May I?
Yes, Shoshana, yes.
Dear Sister Claudia, there is only one thing that changes, and that is your own frequency. And as your frequency changes, you influence other frequencies to join in that higher frequency. Whether they do or not is not relevant. But what has changed here, and what we would like to emphasize to all that wish to continue the journey that you have started is that what is necessary only, always, is to change your frequency.
Yes.
Namaste.
Thank you.
We will add here that when you are there, depending on all the circumstances involved and in the moment that you are there, you will understand much more of what is to occur as a result of your being there. Okay? The other question now, there was another one, two other ones here.
Hi, this is Naila.
Yes.
Hi, I have a question. I do energy work on Gaia and on humans, and I recently had an experience with someone who was expressing to me that charging money for healing services was inherently wrong, because if the person can't afford it, then you're holding them back from their spiritual growth by not providing them that service. And not only that, he went on to say that, you know, all this work could be done by the individual and they didn't need a healer. So I was just wondering from a higher perspective, what was your view on that? Thank you.
Look at it from the point of view that this one that is wondering about the need to charge fees for this service, do they have a job? Do they work for their money? Do they provide for their families? Do they do the things that they need to do to provide survival for themselves, their families, their loved ones, all of this? Do they need to either charge for their services, which they do if they're being paid a salary or their hourly wage? They are charging for their services, are they not? So then, why, if you are a healer or professing to be one in that respect, why would you then not be able to charge the fees that are necessary to continue the work that you are doing? Or do you not need to pay for your rent, your mortgages, your car payments, your buying your food, your clothes, all of this, you see? Now, all of this is looking at it from a three-dimensional perspective. But you are, at this time, still within that three-dimensional illusion and need to continue to work within that in the moment in order to be able to provide the impetus for you to be able to move through this transition into the ascension process and therefore then be in that fifth dimensional experience and vibrations where this will no longer be needed. You will no longer need to have the idea of money and all of these things as you have fully moved through the ascension. But through this transition, it is still necessary. This is why there is the idea of the revaluation and global currency reset and all of these things, because it is part of the transition as you continue to move closer and closer to your own zero point and ascension process. Okay?
Shoshana wishes
yes,
to
please,
share with
Shoshana,
this one.
Yes.
Naila, my sister, may I share my perspective with you?
Yes, please.
Naila, my sister, I would like all that are hearing your question to go back to a time when there were simply villages. And these villages often created currencies. They could be marbles or rocks or something of considered value in those villages so that they could exchange that currency for an egg or that currency for some grain or a chicken or a cow, or whatever was needed for the baseline survival of that village. Was that evil? Could you please understand, is the exchange of currency or bartering one thing for another considered evil. What we must tell you, how silly that is, right? So what we must tell you is that one that was advising you has a deep program running about money, which many do in this culture. Many see money as evil when money is an exchange of one thing for the other. You must, as all must, neutralize the idea that money has any charge on it at all. It is neutral until you give it a meaning. So we must tell you that whatever you do, when you exchange your beautiful, amazing, healing energy to another and ask to receive something in exchange, and you wish to do that, there is nothing inconsiderate about that except what we place the judgment on. Does that help?
Yes, thank you so much.
Namaste, my dear sister.
Very good. Wonderful.
This is Vera, and I have a question.
There is a question here in room.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Please, we have a question here in room.
Hello, one who serves. This is Gary. Hello, Shoshana. I speak in very, very ancient language in my sleeping time, and I know it's during councils that I meet with or that I'm part of. And I actually wake up from a deep sleep, and I'm cognizantly aware of the language, and I can speak it. I can bring it forth right now. However, I don't know what this ancient language means when I speak it. My integration with Andrew, Gary, Past Lives, and Agnaten is on a quantum level. It's so fast. It's coming on so quickly, and the wisdom is just gushing forth. Will I be able, my question, one who serves, is, will I be able to understand what I'm saying in these astral and dream realms on these consoles? And will I be able to bring forth this language as Gary or as a combined collective of myself and understand exactly what I'm saying? And will I be using this in the future? And where did it come from? Is it galactic? Is it from Agnaten? Is it from some primal Elohim language, or what is it?
We'll tell you that you are coming into your own, dear Gary. You are coming into understanding more and more of who you are, who you have been, which is then creating who you are now. And the connection that you have with your galactic family is coming into the forefront now. Yes, you have been various personalities throughout your lifetimes, just as all of you have been various personalities throughout all of your lifetimes. Some famous, some not so famous, some rich, some poor, some considered quite bad, some considered quite good. And you have had these experiences, and it is coming now more and more, as we have been saying, to your remembrances. And you have also been hearing, not only through this source here, but through many different sources, when you are in your sleep state, you are visiting altered realities of many different types. Not only parallel worlds, but you are also going back into the past. You are going back and visiting with your home planets, your families that you left so long ago. And they are communicating with you. And you, in some cases, you are bringing this communication back. But this communication is at such a higher level than you are now in your three-dimensional understanding that it makes little or no sense to you. This is the light language that is being spoken of in many respects. The light language which comes in visualizations or pictures. Many times pictures come to you, and you cannot understand those pictures. Some get energies, various types of energies, and they cannot understand the energies. because it is difficult to understand all of this at those higher levels from this lower three-dimensional level. But, and this is a big but here, people, as you move up into your higher vibrations, into the higher dimensions, and more fully find yourself in higher fourth and even into the fifth dimension, then you will begin more and more to understand these communications that are coming to you. And not only that, it will open up the communication directly to those of your family members and even lead to what has been called first contact. Okay? Anything to add, Shoshana?
Yes. May we share our perspective with you, our brother? We find that those processes, those experiences that you are having inside your conscious mind in the dream world are for you, and you are serving others. You are not serving those that are here now on Earth. You are serving other worlds. So you are counseling other beings. We are one. So you must understand that that is not relevant, but you are counseling others. The other thing that we must tell you is that if you wish to understand this, you must begin to write and journal each experience, because as you write and journal these experiences upon your waking state, and you keep a complete journal, you will see a thread of experiences appear right before your very eyes, and you will begin to understand who you are and who you are serving and the implications of those things. Just understand that many, 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 many individuals here on this planet currently are having those same experiences, are living alternate existences beyond their human conscious third dimensional waking state. So you must understand that you are not the only one that is experiencing this. And you may, right here in this group, there may be others that join you in this counseling system that you have for that counsels others in other planets and other realms. They might be joining you, and that could be revealed to you as you progressively write these experiences down and find the thread and the story behind those experiences. Does that help you, my brother?
Oh, yes, it does. And it's so beautiful to know my brothers and sisters are with me doing this. Yes, thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. We need to add here in terms of when you ask your questions, the more specific and direct your questions can be, the more specific and direct the answers can be as well. If you are operating from a point of view as you ask your question and go roundabout and all of this, then your answer will come back in kind of a roundabout answer as well. So just be really specific, direct, and ask your questions, and you'll find that it will be much more beneficial to you in the answers that come. Are there other questions here now? No one wants to ask a question now, knowing they have to be more specific and direct, huh? Anything further, then we release channel.
The one known as Vera was attempting to ask a question. Sister Vera, do you have a question for us?
Yes, please. This is Vera. Thank you, Shoshana. My question is, in terms of we are releasing those people who are not serve us a higher good. My question was, is that okay if at some point you are even encourage them because it's coming too much burden to yourself and because you have to take care of yourself, I think, and maintain your higher vibrations. So is that okay to encourage or being okay with that, that some other people living our lives, if you understand what I'm trying to say here?
We do understand, and we will say to you that this is all part of the transitionary process. You have heard the term like attracts like, and you are moving up in vibration yourself, and as you move up in vibration, those that are not moving up in vibration will be receding more and more away from your connection with them, let us say. In terms of relationships that you have formed, will not be continuing on necessarily as the way you would hope that they would. Now, that is not to say that those that are related, whether family or through their spouses and this type of thing, that they will not be able to continue on together, because they can. But it is up to each individual and those connections that they have with their higher self as to whether or not they will continue on together, you see? So it is not unusual for this ascension process for this to happen more and more, and it will happen more and more to many, many more as you continue to move through this process here. Do you understand this?
Somewhat, yes.
Yes, maybe clarification come more from Shoshana.
Shoshana wishes to share with you, sister. I will say that all things that you do and all things that all do, when they are laced with love, with understanding, with compassion, and ultimately with an emotional neutrality, a zero-point neutral perspective, there can never be anything that you do in that state, in that state of mind, in that state of your heart, that could ever harm anyone. So I would say to all that hear your question, whatever you are doing to influence others, to encourage others, if it is done in with your heart intending to love them and love them no matter what their path takes, no matter what they walk or who they are, and reach the state of neutrality that is necessary for them to pursue their path, there can be no harm. Does that help?
Yes, thank you. I believe that you mean there is not going to be any harm to my being.
Yes.
Okay.
My sister. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. We are needing to leave the channel here now, and as we do so, just understand that as these changes begin to develop more and more around you, both within yourselves as they are doing, and outside of yourselves as they are about to more and more reveal themselves. It is all about the truth coming forward, both within and without. And everything is revolving around you just as it needs to. And always remember to keep yourselves in that eye of the storm as the storm rages around you. Shanti, peace be with you, either one. Does Shoshana have anything to finish with here?
We wish to say to all how deeply we love each one of you and wish you the most magnificent ascension process that you have ever experienced in all of your lifetime. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Shanti.